The following is an at-will presentation.
Welcome to Infinite Positivities. I'm Jenna Ushkowitz. This is a show where I take topics from my book, Choosing Glee, and speak with inspirational people about how to live a positive life. Chapter 15, Be Fearless. This week, my guest is Tala Rossi, Iranian-born swimwear designer and author of the book, Fashion is Freedom. This is one of the most powerful and inspirational interviews I've done on this show, so stick around, because today is going to be really moving and motivational. Before we get to Tala, we're going to hear from licensed psychotherapist and relationship expert Terry Cole on how we can turn fear into freedom.
To me, the opposite of fear is being free to pursue what you want to do, being free to speak your truth, to be authentic. And when we're living in fear, we're not free to actually pursue our heart's desire or really live our dharma, right, our purpose in life. Like, I'm definitely not anti-fear, because as long as you're a living, breathing human being on planet Earth, you will never actually be fearless, because this is part of the human condition. I'm anti-fear, micromanaging the crap out of people's lives. So fear of not being good enough, or fear of rejection, fear of being humiliated, fear of being embarrassed, really stops people from taking risks in their lives. The first thing that I always suggest that people do when they're trying to get over their fears, or if they're very aware that fear is debilitating or making them live a much smaller life than they want to, is the first thing is you have to look at your relationship to fear. You have to renegotiate it. When you change your relationship to fear, what you actually do is you use the energy of fear to propel you towards your goals instead of having it stop you in your tracks. And you really, this is really a process of going in and looking at how much fear is driving you, so looking at how much time you spend ruminating about the past or projecting fearfully into the future. Having a mindfulness practice will profoundly change someone's relationship to their fear mind, that it's really a bully. So the more you're present, the more you're actually here now, the less time you spend wasting your time in the past that is done, right? The past is over, or projecting yourself into a future that hasn't happened yet.
Tala Rossi was born in Iran. Growing up, she loved to express herself through fashion, despite the rules of the Iranian government, which prohibited it. On the night of her 16th birthday, her life was changed forever because of a miniskirt. Take a listen. Let's talk about your 16th birthday.
All right. That's what everyone loves to talk about.
We'll go from there.
That's where all started. So I am originally from Iran. I was born in Maryland, but then I moved to Iran when I was 2 years old and grew up in Tehran. After the 1979 revolution, when the government changed, Iran became like a more drastically different kind of a culture. So when my parents were my age, you know, my mom could wear a bikini and alcohol was legal and mixed parties were happening and it was very modern and, you know, a woman were, you know, could wear whatever they wanted. But overnight, when the government changed, all of that also changed and it became an Islamic Republic. The problem is that Iranians are not very religious to begin with. I mean, they like to party and listen to music, but when the government changed, they banned alcohol, they banned mixed parties, women had to start covering themselves, you couldn't be out with the opposite sex. So I grew up with the new government, but I also grew up with parents who were raised in the old government. So it was such a culture crash, because I would watch shows like Baywatch or 90210, of course on illegal satellite, and I wanted to do what those kids were doing and wear what they were wearing. And you know, I would come home and see family members drinking like a glass of whiskey, and then I go to school and they're like, well, you can't wax your eyebrows or you can't show your hair, or, you know, even I would get stopped with my brother in the streets. I wanted to give you a little background, because on my 16th birthday, I went to a house party with my brother and a bunch of close friends, and the girl who threw the party, she didn't invite her ex-boyfriend. They had just broken up, and he called the government officials, because obviously it's illegal, and thinking that they were just going to shut the party down. And most of the time, I mean, I've traveled the world and I've partied in places like Ibiza and Mykonos and all these places. And but some of these parties that happen actually behind closed doors in Iran is pretty crazy. And usually when the government official come, you pay them off and they leave. And so I never forget, but I was standing in the middle of the living room and talking to my best friend, and she just started screaming, run, run. And you also never want to run away from them because they have the right to shoot at you at any time. But I just started running after her because they stormed into the house and they wanted to arrest everyone. And long story short, I was running in the streets in a mini skirt and high heels, which is itself illegal. And we were stopped. I had a gun pointed at the back of my head and taken back to the house, searched, handcuffed, put on two separate buses, and then taken to jail. The entire time we were in jail, I thought that we're going to get out now. We're going to get out now. Our parents are going to get us out. This is not going to happen to us, because the irony is that you never think bad things happen to you. But I grew up hearing all these crazy stories of things that happen to young kids just because they seek some freedom. 5 days later, and, you know, hanging out a bunch of criminals and hearing and seeing crazy things in jail, we were taken to a courthouse where our punishment was 40 lashes for the girls and 50 lashes for the guys, which we served, and that was my 16th birthday present.
That's crazy. You know, just going back for a second, it's so wild to me to even think that wearing a skirt and heels and having a party, something recreational that people should have the right to do,
right?
You got beaten for that. Right. And we take that so for granted. Every single day. I mean, I cannot imagine the amount of gratitude that you have in your life solely from just growing up in a place where that was not able to, moving to America where, you know, you have that right and you have
Absolutely.
That freedom. So after that whole, you know, incident happened, how did you find sort of the strength to get up, move on, and do all the amazing things that you have accomplished?
Thank you. I think I was angry, and I'm still angry. I think not angry for only my situation, because, you know, I had parents who could take me out of the country, and lucky for me, I had a U.S. passport. But there's a lot of my friends who still live there, and they have dreams as big as I do, but they never get the opportunities that I do. So I think a combination of seeing what I saw, a hopeless place of people without any chances, and then coming to a place where I was like, I'm given chances that millions of people in the world won't ever get in their lives. So I put that with the anger that I had, and kind of been pursuing my dream, you know, all these years to make a difference.
You wrote a book, which comes out in September, called Fashion is Freedom, which I've read already, and it's absolutely amazing. You all have to read it. There's funny, because I was going through some of the quotes and the little lessons that you give at the end of the chapters, and I felt like I was reading part of my book, and like I was like, wow, like we really have that same viewpoint of like turning things around for yourself when things seem to be going in the direction down.
Exactly.
When you said that you moved to America, your mother moved with you to give you that opportunity, to give you that life, because you were angry that you were there. Can you talk about like when it flipped for you, when you were grateful to be here?
Well, I wouldn't say I was angry to be in Iran, because actually I was sad to leave, because I never allowed what the Iranian government did to me to change my views of Iran. Because another reason that I wrote the book was that I wanted people in the world to know that we're not all about the nuclear and all these things that you see on the news. Sometimes when I watch the news, I'm like, I've never even seen that in Iran, you know? There's so much beauty in that culture, but I was angry because of being so helpless, because I wanted to be free and do what I wanted. And, you know, a criminal is someone who hurts someone, you know? I was punished for a crime that I never believed that I committed. I didn't think me wanting to wear a miniskirt would hurt anyone's feelings or anything. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't actually until I went to Dubai, that was my first stop before coming here, is that seeing women from head to toe covered on the same beaches as women in European bikinis. and nobody bothered each other. I mean, they existed on the same beach and doing what they wanted to do. And that's where I was like, okay, I have respect for these Muslim women who cover by choice. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a Muslim woman, but I don't believe in covering myself, you know. And then I also had respect for the woman who wore a bikini in a conservative country. And I think there was something very powerful about standing up for your beliefs, even if you're, you know, standing up by yourself. And that kind of shaped fashion as a form of freedom in my head. And that's why I was like, I need to celebrate that somehow. And that's where all started.
Wow. You're a pretty fearless woman, obviously. But where do you think that came from, and were you always that way?
I want to say it has a little to do with our culture. My parents were always, you know, do this and do that. And if I was even scared, my dad would be like, what's the problem? Just do it. But, you know, and, you know, I mean, he threw me in the pool at 2 years old, and he's like, oh, she's going to learn to swim, you know. So I just kind of learned going after things, you know, heads on and not being scared. I also think, again, back to seeing people without opportunities makes you want to be a little bit more fearless, because we should be we are very fortunate to have that, and that makes me even more fearless.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm just going to continue to say wow, because I'm literally amazed by you. I really, really am.
Thanks, love.
So growing up, you talk about your parents, and you sort of were the one who figured out that your father had an affair with your against your mother. Is that right? Against your mother? had an affair behind your mother's back.
Right.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I mean, when I found out, I don't know if I knew exactly what was happening, but, you know, my parents hosted a lot of very cool, you know, crazy parties in Iran, obviously, behind closed doors. And, you know, they had people from the embassies and business partners, and, you know, music and alcohol and food. And it was crazy. And there was always this one woman who was a little different than my mom and her friends. I don't want to say she wasn't classy, but she was very flirty and hot, you know, and whereas my mom is elegant and classy. And she always stood up to me and, you know, came with all these short dresses and had red short hair. And so my mom left Iran for 2 months. Actually, she came to the States for her sister's wedding. And one night, my father came to the room to, you know, kind of tuck me into bed and, you know, give me a kiss goodnight. And on the way out, I heard him on the phone, and it was like around 1 a.m. And then I asked my mom the next day, because I thought it was a time difference. I was like, what are you guys talking about? She's like, oh, I wasn't talking to your dad, and never asked me another question. And you know, growing up, I always thought I was going to be a lawyer, because I like to find things out and, you know, investigate things. So I was like, oh, I'm going to find out who my dad is talking to. And back then, thank God to technology these days, you can hunt people down a lot easier.
Much easier.
Back then, there was no, like, caller ID or so, but we had this Panasonic phone that you can just redial. So I wrote down the number, and I went
through. You're a detective.
Yes. I don't like cheaters, obviously. I went through the phone list, which had like maybe 300 different phone numbers in it, and found the number that belonged to that woman with red hair. And first I thought, you know, oh, they're just friends, whatever. I didn't think about anything. But when my mom came back and she was like, how has everything been? I was like, oh, dad has been talking to, you know, Miss blah, blah, blah. And it was like a scene I'll never forget, because, you know, her shaking and crying. And that's, yeah, kind of how I found out.
And, you know, it's funny. You said that, correct me if I'm wrong, you said to your mom, like, go away, run away, or, like, go save yourself. It's like you weren't even thinking, like, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to this family? You just wanted to protect your mother so much. That shows, like, so much strength, I think.
Thanks. I think I have so much love for my mom just because, you know, I wish that they would make more women like her. She, you know, her power, her strength is something I really look up to, and she's been through a lot in her life, and she continues to go and push forward. And, you know, it's weird, but if my mom is feeling sick, I feel sick. It's that kind of love that I have for her, and I just I wasn't worried about me, or obviously not my dad for sure, but I certainly was worried about how she was going to feel about that.
Speaking of relationships, as a successful business owner, how hard is it to, you know, find somebody? Like, do you think you can be successful at both?
I think maybe other people could. here's the thing. I'm still a little traditional in the sense where I still love a man who is going to open the door for me and be classy and, traditional. But it's very hard these days to find man like that. And as you grow as a woman, also not only in a sense where you can cook and clean and also give love and you know be fit and all the things that you can have, but also be a businesswoman and motivated, it's very hard to find a guy to kind of match up with you, because they're either intimidated by you or
competing with you.
Right. Or they get angry that you're doing better or something. But also, like, I'm also so busy and so picky, and I've been hurt way too many times. And I was telling my agent, I was like, my next book is going to be called Revenge is Freedom, because I think I've dated the craziest guys on this planet.
Well, do you have like a crazy, crazy date you can share with me?
So you're going to think I'm crazy, but no. I've actually never been on a date.
You get out of here.
I swear to God. So every guy I've ever dated, I have a lot of guy friends, and every guy I've ever dated has become a friend of mine, and then we ended up dating. Like, I'm not the type of girl that's going to go to a bar or meet someone. I can't do, like, these apps and stuff. Like,
I know. I will tell you, and I will share with readers, which I don't usually do. This is – because it's so personal. I'm kind of like – I joined this dating app. I'll keep that secret, which one. And I – after like 3 weeks, I was like, I'm done. I'm going to delete it. But I was talking to this one guy, and I went out on a date with him. And I almost canceled like 3 times before, hours before. And I was like, you know what? It's something that I have to do at least just once, right? Like, don't you have to try something once? So I did, and that was it.
Safe to say,
we're obviously not still dating, so it didn't work out. But I did it. But yeah, before that, I was the same way. And I think that's,
Will you try it again?
Busy, probably not.
Yeah.
The business owners and the people, it's just people who are driven to their careers and very, you're in a relationship with your career almost, I feel like that.
Yeah, 100%.
90% of the time. But it's really, really hard. But you also have to, you're committed to what you're doing. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about your swim line. Tell me about that. Tell me how it's going.
It's going great. It took me a really – this is actually my third company, and I completely failed the first two. And as you'll read in the book of how much of a struggle it is, fashion industry is hard, is expensive. There's so much competition. And I think people that – make it to the top are not as supportive of the people that are, a little bit lower than them. So there's a lot that goes behind it. And people, think that I'm a bathing suit designer. They think it's cute, Right. And I'm like, okay, I don't just make bikinis. That's like 10% of what I do. It's business and marketing, and there's so much
travel.
So much more that goes into it. But so this is my third company, and they say third time is a charm. And, I've gotten to a very good place, and we're in a lot of stores now, and I see random people wearing my designs, which feels great. And
well, they're beautiful. Where can we find? Where do you sell?
So I sell online. I am in about 62 different random boutiques in the States right now. I think one of the biggest one would be Diane's Beach, where they have 34 locations in California, and a lot internationally. Actually, weird enough, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and
amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're so driven that, you, basically built, painted your own, first store. You are unbelievable. Just crazy to me. I also love, there's a big message that I and my listeners, I think, I'm trying to get out there, is that you fake it till you make it.
Right.
If you've never done it before, you have to dive in, and you'll learn along the way. You had wonderful mentors, I've read, and it's like, what, does it work? For me it has, and I'm just curious to hear another sort of entrepreneur.
Absolutely. I think what a lot of people don't understand is that they don't succeed because they're not capable. It's because either they don't try or they just give up before their time comes, and people have this fantasy of, I'm going to become a millionaire overnight. And there's a lot that goes behind that. And there is, a lot of learning, anything else in life, even in a relationship, or, if you want to cook a, I don't know, cook something. I mean, everything has a lot of learning. And I think, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And you will never know what you can do until you do it. And same thing with writing the book. I didn't speak a word of English when I moved here. I was 18 years old, and I never thought I could write a book in English. And my mom kept saying, you need to write a book. And I was like, Jesus Christ, fine, I'll write a book. So, and looking at my first draft to what it is today, it is crazy. And I think people just need to believe in themselves and invest in themselves if others are not going to.
How do you... what do you define as, like, being fearless?
You should just know that there's nothing that you cannot achieve in this world. And being fearless is about giving everything all that you can, you know, whether it's taking you out of your comfort zone or it's not exactly what you want to do. But that's what being fearless is.
Right. And what would you, what kind of advice would you give to people who sort of live more on the side of the negative side of fear than instead of turning it into sort of like empowerment? What kind of advice would you give to somebody like that?
I would say it's better to be scared and do something than not to do it, because at least, you know, you did it while you were scared. And you'll be surprised at what things that can come. I mean, everything that I've done in my life scared the hell out of me at the beginning. Even just book coming out, I'm like, is the Iranian government going to come after me? I mean, everything scares the hell out of me. But it's better to be scared and do something and not to do it at all.
Yeah. What is next for you? I mean, like, where do you go from here? You've been through so much.
I sure have. I'm not even going to lie about that. But obviously, besides establishing my company more, I've always had a passion to produce things. So I want to produce a documentary called Fashion is Freedom and kind of capture behind the scenes of the most glamorous industry in the world, which is very unglamorous, and talk about what fashion means to people. You know, a lot of people think what fashion is, it's what's on the red carpet. But for example, I go to Colombia and there is actually a village, a woman who make that bathing suit that you sell with the beads. And there's a village of women that make these beaded stuff who they support the entire village, actually even the men and the kids. They support them. And so what fashion means to them is different than what fashion means to someone on a red carpet. And I've always wanted to kind of capture and what fashion means to a Muslim woman, you know, in the Middle East, like, you know, what I went through, than someone who here maybe take it for granted. And I'm hoping that in the next few years I'll be able to. I've bought a camera and, you know, I'm doing some stuff. So that's
you fake it till you make it, right?
Right. That's my next plan.
I mean, you so easily could victimize yourself, and you know, how do you not, like, how did you keep from giving up, basically?
Well, if I had victimized myself, then those people who hurt me would have won. But I had to win against them because I wanted to kind of, excuse my French, but show them my middle finger and say, you know what? You might have done something to me, but that made me a better person, you know, long term. And I hope to be able to inspire others to do that as well, and to know that, you know, we only live once and you have to keep pushing to become the best that you can.
I also really liked this quote. I needed to survive. I could cry later. You're so positive, and I think people need to know and learn from you, because it's, did you learn to be positive? Did you learn, like, where did that come from?
I didn't have another option. You know what I mean? It's at times being negative wasn't going to do anything for me, you know, and I could, I mean, don't get me wrong, I have cried my eyes out so many, many times, and there's times that I, you know, it's very hard to get up and continue to go, but I think if you wake up in the morning and are positive about everything that's going to happen and just, you know, you can cry at the end of the night. Yeah. You just, you know, stay positive so you can focus.
So other than Fashion is Freedom, what is the message that you want to leave people when you leave this earth? Like, what is it that you want to leave?
That success is not about being in a cover of Forbes or, you know, being a billionaire. Success, I think, it's defined by individually by different people. And I think, you know, in the society that we live in today, you wake up in the morning and you open all these apps, and before you even make it to the gym, there's a supermodel, you know, in a fancy gym in Paris that, with a six-pack, and there is your friends having kids, and, you know, your other coworker is on the cover of another magazine, and before you even make it out of bed, you're like, God, I'm never going to make it, and I'm never going to be successful. And I think that brings a lot of people down, and I think success is a battle between you and yourself. And, you know, from where I started, I could say I'm a billionaire today. It doesn't mean that I have billions of dollars. It just means that I figured out a way to be a better person every day. And I think that's the message that I would like people to know. Remember those days that you used to draw a little stick figure and you felt artistic. And remember those days that you did something good and you felt good about it. It's just about you and the life that you create for yourself and the happiness that comes with it.
Please tell everybody where they can find you on your social and where they can order your book and, you know, get your clothes. And
thanks. Well, for the line, the website is talarassi.com. My Instagram is talarassi, and the company's Instagram is talarassiswim. The book is Fashion is Freedom, and it will be out on September 1st anywhere that you can buy books. It is already on pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well.
You guys have to read this book. I read it in like 6 hours. It's so good and so inspirational. So go get it.
Thank you so much
for being here.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for joining me on another episode of Infinite Positivities. Next week, my guest will be producer, director, and choreographer, Adam Schenkman.
I came out of my mother with a top hat and cane, kind of, which was pretty annoying, I imagine, for my parents when I was young, because it was all about like showbiz and running around, and I love musicals, and I was a ham and I wanted attention.
Be sure to tune in for that. And until next time, remember, stand up for what you believe in and be fearless doing it.